When Simon Tavchof, Sif Aleph, Al Hameis Noshim Ma'anois. If a person was nifter by the Levaya, there used to be a minig that the women used to be ma'ane, shekulon oimris ke'echot. There was something that all the...
They fasted?
No. There was a certain type of a... they used to say that there was a certain nusach that they said noshim ma'anais. In this nusach that they said shekulon, Mustama had a niggin to it, a sad niggin, shekulon oimreis ke'echod. And this was said, all the women said this together. That was, so this is mutter in Rosh Chodesh. Umetapchois, and the hainu lahakis kaf el kaf. They used to clap their hands also, a sign of grief. So this is mutter in Rosh Chodesh. Aval loy mekainen is, but to be mekainen, shetei ha'achas oimeres va'acheiros oinois acheha. Mekainen is, noshim mekainen is, was that one woman used to say something, it was similar to a hesped, and then all the women repeated what she said. So this is more similar to a hesped, which is osar and Rosh Chodesh. That's, so before the kvure, mekainenes is osar, and ma'anois, which they all say together, metapchais, they clap their hands, this is mutter. Va'achar shenikba hameis, after the kvure, loy ma'anois, loy metapchais, this is also osar. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah Avoloi Mekainenais Shezel Iker HaHesped. It seems one woman said something, and then they all repeated what she said. So this was a Hesped. She was Mechadish, it seems. She said about the Chshivas of the Nifter, and then they all repeated it. Va'asa Bereish Chodesh, and the Hesped is Asa Bereish Chodesh. Shehu kemoi yontev. It's like yontev. Vayim b'yiradeisim in tof aleph sif hey. Decholze be'enish da'alme. This is a poshita person. Ule talmet chocham, but for a talmet chocham, als kveida teire, mekainenais kedalkon b'chil, so the noshim wa mekainenais, the way they did normally. Als kvoida teure. I don't know. Pesach netiyot. Weiss es davke als kvoida teure. If a machzik teure has the same din, I don't know.
Why is this called Isha?
What?
Why is this called Isha?
Because this was a kill that what brought about Bechi. So this wasn't a kill. I don't know. It seems dafke by a Talmud Chochem. A Gavuch and Dirshu, he brings down, there are chiluke deis if one is permitted to go to a beis hakvoris on Rosh Chodesh, Yom HaYortzeit, the Gesher HaChayim, and Rab Shlomo Zalman say they could go. They've been from the stipler not to go. Al Kaponim, so the chiluke deis been going in a beis hakvoris. To put up a matzeve, they say zicher one should not do, because normally b'shas hakomas matzeve they say a hesped, and a hesped is awesome. Fine. Sif beis. Oimrim. One? I don't know. You're talking to a kohen who's not too goggled to go to the beis hakvoris.
No. I don't.
My father's yurt site is on Rosh
Chodesh. Oh, Rosh Chodesh. So here there's Chilukei Deis to go. Yeah.
I never was there on Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh.
But there's Chalukei Deis. Oh, forget this Chalukei Deis. There are Mekilim and there are Machmirim. Oimrim Tziduk Adin V'Kaddish. So the Machaba Paskins that there's a broche. That the Ovel says that Matzik the Tzidik Adin and Kaddish, the Kaddish HaGodol that is said by a Levaya. That's the Shittas HaMechaba. Zokte Remo ve'einoyegim kein. The meaning is we don't say Tzidik Adin and therefore they don't say the Kaddish HaGodol also. The Dirsha brings down. If you don't say, according to the Rama, you don't say Tzidik Adin, so you don't say the Kaddish HaGodol, you say Michtam LeDovid, Kapitel Tazayim, and then they say Kaddish Yosem. That means according to the Rama, we don't say this.
That's what happened
with me. Oh, it was Rosh Chodesh. So they didn't say Tzidik Adin, they said Michtam LeDovid, and they said a Kaddish. Oh? Ve'noigi came, so this is the Shitas HaRamo. Shemargil lehesped, that means even though the Etzem Tzidik Adin is, there's nothing wrong with that, but from the Tzidik Adin would bring about to say Espedim and Espedim Zicharosa. Ve'kosvu achoinim, shafilu lechocham befonov, Afilo Talmud Chochem. So lechayrem a Talmud Chochem. So what's the problem that you might come to say a hesped? No, Talmud Chochem, you must speed him. Ein noigim bereish chaydish loymer tzidik adin. Shehu tchine, a different time. It's a tchine which we don't say reish chaydish tachnunim. We don't say. Just like we don't say Tachnun, so we don't say, according to the Rama, we don't say Tzidik Adin also. Ela Dorshim Olov, that maspid him, Imhu Bar Hochi, if he's a person that you could be maspid, there's something, yeah. Vaimrim Kaddish Achar Hadrosh, Aposhet Kaddish, and and here, Dirshui brings down from the Gesher Achayim that Reish Chodesh, Talmud Chochem Befonov, you are maspid, but ein laharich bedvorim, you shouldn't be marich too much. And also they say, an eishes chover, a wife of a Talmud Chochem, is a din of kechover, is a din of a Talmud Chochem, and memela, you can be maspid her also. And then you say a poshet kaddish, not the kaddish hagodol. V'chein b'chol hayomim, all the days shein oimrim behem tachnun, the days you don't say tachnun during the week, so you don't say tzidik adin. V'chein be'erev Shabbos achar chatzos. It means the days we don't say tachnun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Shavuos, from Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur till Sukkot. These days you don't say tachnun, so you don't say tzidik adin. And also v'chein be'erev Shabbos achar chatzos. Also you don't say tachnun, so you don't say tzidik adin. Yesh oimrim shim koivrim meis balaylo. So just like you don't say tachnun at night, you don't say tzidik adin also balaylo. Shneim kaddish v'lo tzidik adin. Oh, we'll see Mishneh Berurah. Very good. V'chein berev Shabbos achar chatzos shegam kan ein oimrim tachnun. V'udin berev yonte means also achar chatzos. She don't say tachnan, she don't say tzidik l'chein inayim im tzidik adim. V'ayna it proti dinim b'zeh b'yiradeyesim in taf alef. Kosa v'ataz d'mut alayim et tzidik adin al odom godol shemeis afilu b'yomim shein oimrim b'em tachnan k'moi Lamed Gimel Boimer Eitu Boov B'Shvat Hachedoyme De'enom Moyed. These, the Anodam Godol, they bring down a very interesting Maise. The Remor was Nifter Lamed Gimel Boimer, and they didn't know what to do. Should they say Tzidik Adin? Not to say Tzidik Adin. There was a Zokin that said he heard from the Remor that you can say an Anodam Godol Tzidik Adin, and he was Nifter like Boimer. Seems like Boimer is less than these the Erev Yontif or Odos or like Boimer. And Tu Ba'ov and Tu B'Shvat, it's not a Moed, you can say Tzidik Adin. Avoloi b'reish chaydish chanukah purim deilu niska b'talmid. Some male you shouldn't say b'layla avol b'bein ha'shmoshesh yoshayla yocholei mitzidik adim v'kaddish b'in ha'shmoshesh yikud say tov chaf alef chriyis wa?
What is that better?
Chenesh
between
chatzos
and
b'in
ha'shmoshesh you cannot say,
but b'in ha'shmoshesh
you can't say?
No, b'in ha'shmoshesh avol today. We're not talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Poshe today. Balayla, you don't say. And Bein Hashmoshe, you do say. Yeah. Shailas, when Bein Hashmoshe says, it could be Rav Moshe holds till 40 minutes after the Shkiyah, so then the Bein Hashmoshe is Gabiyod HaLoche. So, Amir Alaka, Mazmuta B'Shabbos, so Mustama, till 40 minutes, Mustama, one could say, Tzidik Adin. Krias siv tov chavalov krias abarashay chotcheichem kaidem psuki dezimre uboi siv echa. Now we'll see in our sidurim. If you look in the siddur before it's a mekaimem, it says Shabbos yisev yom Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh yisev abarashay chotcheichem. That's what it says in the siddur. But it seems in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes. Noigim ba'ashkenaz sho'imrim parshas uvaroshei chodsheichem shachis acher parshas atomid ubesforad ein noigim lo'imro afi shesidim likro isoisa b'seifa teire roshei chodsheichem begin to say b'shas kriyas ha'teire, so there's no need to say it. שואים מי פרשי זה בראש איכת שייכם זאת המשתברות תהיה לפרסם שהוא ראי שרידש the those who hold you do say that there's another problem. Why should you say בראש איכת שייכם speaks about the מוסופים קוב מוסף what they brought ראי שרידש ויהי מהשאבה speaks about the קוב מוסף that they brought שאבס. So the Rizal Bechlal didn't say this because the Rizal said we're before Shachris. So this is not the Mokim to say not of Yom Shabbos and not of Rosh Sheichat Sheichem. And here, therefore, the Mechaber that says you do say it, so it's called Satsanandaritam, not else. To be mefarsim, that's Rosh Chodesh. That means if you say v'rosh eichat sheichem, so you remember to say yal v'yovei, hopefully by shachris. But it's not als the korban musaf. The korban musaf. I didn't daven shachris yet, so we mele. Simin tov chav beis seder atfila v'halo b'rosh chodesh. Now we're going to have very interesting halachas. Arvis, Shachris, Umincha, Mayrev, Shachris, Umincha, Mispalo, Yudches, Broches. Say Mispalo, Yudches, Broches. She say by Mayrev, Ve'oime Yale, Ve'yove, Beritzei. And in Shemayin Esre, we say in Ritzei, that means Yale, Ve'yove is in the middle of Avoidin. Ritzei, we have a Ritzei till Hamarsha Shechnas Ritzin is avoided and it comes Haidor. So in the middle of Avoida, Oime Yalav Yove Beritze. Vimloy Omroy Ba'arvis, what if he didn't say Nagavuche? They bring down a Murdike, this Mishneh Berurah that says this in a few places. Let us appreciate the Chiddush. The Mishneh Berurah says that, let's say, this is Murdik Negeya, people who daven early. Erev Shabbos, they daven mincha early, and it's Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so they daven after plaga mincha, and they daven ma'ariv. So now between you and me, after plaga mincha is in legabi tefillas ma'ariv. Good, this shitas Rabbi Yehuda, after plaga mincha you can daven ma'ariv. But Laila, after Shenstaufen, is need the Shkia, you need Seisa Kechom. So that means when I'm davening Meirev, Erev, Friday night, I'm davening Meirev, so it's not Rish Chodesh yet. And by Rish Chodesh, there's no din Bishleim I daven at Tfilah Shabbos. So there's a din Meisifin Mechel Ala Chodesh, there's a din Tois V'Shabbos. But by Rish Chodesh, there's no din of Tosfos Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh will be when it comes, the Shkiel comes, says it comes Rish Chodesh. I'm davening before Rish Chodesh. V'avar Pikein, you say Yalla V'yovei. Let's appreciate what the reason is. The reason is because the Meirev that is said by every Tefillah is the, this is the Meirev of the next day. So it's irrelevant if it's now Rosh Chodesh, if it's now not Rosh Chodesh. But the Meirev is the Tefillah that is said for the next day. And since the next day is Rosh Chodesh, so Memeila, therefore, but you say Yalla V'yovei by Meirev. That's this din over here. But you say whenever it is. You say V'yimi Yalla V'yovei Beritze. V'im lo yamorei. What if he didn't say Yalla V'yovei by Arvis? Ain't machzira noisay. Doesn't have to daven over Shmenesre. You don't tell him that he has to go back.
I don't know what he didn't say.
What?
I don't know what he didn't say.
No, that's the din. That means the halacha is ain't machzira noisay. No, that means the halacha is yedim. Not that you know. The din is there's no. Okay. Emach zira noise. O be'ezem mokim sheniskar sheine choise. Here it says very sheine choise. Ein lel simen reishta the dalet siv dalet. Bein. So, Lemais, you don't have to go back. We'll see soon. Bein shereish choide sheimechot. Bein shehem shnei yomim, mivnei shein mekatshin es achodesh b'layla. So that means, in Yisod, there's a din of kiddush achodesh that makes it for a shchodesh. Now kiddush achodesh was always b'yoyim. So b'yoyim, it's rosh chodesh. So b'yoyim, the yalla v'yovei is ma'akev. B'layla, since be'etzem it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, they never were mekadosh the Chodesh b'layla. So we say it because the next day is Rosh Chodesh, but since it doesn't have kedushas Rosh Chodesh b'layla, so memela, so if you said it is good, and if you didn't say it, you go further. It's not ma'akiv. Yalla v'yovei b'yayim is ma'akiv, the yalla v'yovei b'layla is not ma'akiv.
The second day.
We'll talk about that soon. So the Mechaber says, "Bein shereish chodesh yom echad, bein shehem shnei yomim." Even though it's two nights, mipnei shehem mekatchin es chodesh b'layla. And we'll see. Let us see the Mishneh Berurah. Va'omer yalla v'yovei beretzei mavuler b'simen reish lamed vov. The machiz ashliach tzibor bein kadosh letvile. Shu Reish Chodesh. So you call out that, you call out, it's Yalla V'yavoi. that means Mikra Dinyika, the Fchumakis, but Al Kaponim, Me'ikaradin, you can call out Yalaviyovi. Shurish Chodesh, Vloichoshev, Hefsik, even Shutzerich Tfilim, since people have to know to say Yalaviyovi. It's very interesting. Here it says the Shlir Tziba. It seems that's part of his job. We'll see, I'll tell you something right now. That means it's a whole tumult. The Dirsha brings down the whole tumult. Forget that's the thing. We're for women, and we get a clap about it. Okay. Now, what is. We have other former people than the middle of Shemayn Esrei. And they want to make sure people should remember. We'll see, which is, it's a big kunst to remember. So they when they're up to Yalla V'yovai, so they say loud, Yalla V'yovai V'giya Al-Kaponim. So this is not so posh. The Chazanish didn't like this. It's not the middle of Shemin Esrei, call out the, before Shemin Esrei, it's not called the Hefsik. In the middle of Shemin Esrei, they didn't like it.
But you sing the word, that's your time.
Yeah, but you're saying it loud. If I say it, you don't daven Shemin Esrei loud. It's still a belachash. Not a hefsek. No, it's not. No, here it's saying it's not a hefsek because it's a tzeirich tefillah. But there is a different chesong. Not a hefsek. It's felt in tefillah belachash. He's not davening properly. The Chazanish didn't hold of it. They bring from Mechaim Kanievsky, says, the Minigoylem. No, he didn't hold of it, but he did say it's also. The Minigoylem is that they want to be Matzel Klal Yisrael from those, so they say it loud. And others say, there's a pshore, either the Shatz should say it, or the Gabi should say it. Not everyone. That's my sense, that's part of the chiv of the Shatz, to make sure that the people should say it. So it's very interesting. Here, the Shatz used to say it. Yeah. Ein lel b'simen reish tzadik dalet. V'shom mevua. Now, we will do v'shehis chaloyme v'sech zeno. Now, this is very important. By night, the din is l'chatchili yisei yala v'yovoi, but if you don't say, is nish kefelech, you don't come back. So the halach is by night.
What those hours is in shus?
No, because the emekachin is a chodesh b'layla. So the Eidim first came the next day, so it's really not rish chodesh. So Yoni said lechatchila, but the evidence not makir. So now, so shmehischa loyme v'sachzena. So the din is at night. By day, this is not the din, but by night. If a person said v'sechzeno, v'hiskir boruch ato Hashem, he said boruch ato Hashem, so Rabbi Yid, go further and forget about it. He say boruch ato Hashem, he finished the broche, this is like the end of the broche, say amar shushinos rotzim, moidim anachnu loch, and finished. You don't, that's by Meirev. We'll see soon what the din is by Shachas. But this is the din by Laila. Balaylo, so why by Laila you're not machzir and oisoy? Loihoy adain kedushas chayish chaydish alayoy. It wasn't because emekachin is a chaydish balaylo. Vafilu beleil sheini shalayish chaydish. What about the second day of chaydish? Is also shayich tamze. It's a sveike de yom. I don't know which day is Rosh Chodesh, the first day or the second day. Now, if the first day was Rosh Chodesh, so b'chai don't have to say Yalla V'yavai. So, but misafik we say Yalla V'yavai. But misafik, because maybe yesterday wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and tonight is Rosh Chodesh. But so if tonight is Rosh Chodesh, it's also not ma'akev, because I'm mekachin es ha'chodesh b'layla. So it's not ma'akev. So both days, if you don't say Yalla V'yovei at night, forget about it. You don't have to say.
But the Beis Din.
The machlokes tanoim. If there were, if you mekabelay them, if it's niskadish memeila.
No, but they were coming during the day. But they knew that this day, not the second day, that at night is this is Rosh Chodesh. Because it wasn't the first one.
But the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh comes by day. Now, רק משהו דילו יום ראשון קדיש או יום שני יוחל. So my mail of yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, so for Saturday they brought him to say Yal Rabbi Yomi. What?
The Kaddish is still during
the day, you don't say Kaddish. We're getting the Kaddish Israel, so you don't say that. Yeah, by Shach is Sichanad. By Shach is you don't say Kaddish because it's a Hefzik. It's Micha Gulat, we're talking about by... be the Meir of a Mincha. Meir of a Mincha, you can call him. Yeah. Now, that is at night. Aval im loy omro, if he didn't say yalla v'yove, shachas a Mincha. So then it's ma'akev already, it's Rosh Chodesh, so the askor of yalla v'yove is machzirim noisai. Then it's machzirim noisai. Now here there's a Meirdik in Mishnah Brure that Machzir Noisa Kosav HaKnesses HaGdoyla the Davke Kshenizka Koidem Shispalo Musav. That means the din is Yalla V'yovi is Ma'akev. So if you finish Menesre and I forgot to say Yalla V'yovi, so yes, kasher, what do you do? You daven over Shmenesre. So it's market. But what is if he reminded himself after Musaf, he daven Musaf, and then he reminded himself that Shachris, he did not say Yalla V'yove. So we'll see this Amur Dike Machloikis. Kosav HaKnesses HaGdoyla, the davke kshenizka, he reminded himself, koidem shehispalo Musaf. Avol im loy niskar ad shehispalo musaf. But what is if he reminded himself yet to say Yalla V'yovi by Shachris, but he davened musaf already? Yotzo b'diyeved b'meh shehisker kedushas hayoyim b'tfilas musaf. So lemaise musaf is a hoisofet to Shachris. So in the musaf already he mentioned Rosh Chodesh. So, but the Yevet, you don't have to daven over again now, Shachris. That's what the Knesset HaGdoyla holds. Now, let us just explain. Later we're going to have this in the Machaber, but the Knesset HaGdoyla works with a Cheshbon. There's a Haloche in Simen Kuf Chavov. The Haloche is as follows. What is the din if a Shatz is davening Shemen Esrei? Fine. And it's a Shchodesh, and he says, Amar Sushnos Utsim Baidim Anach Nuloch. So whoever's listening to the shots, and he chapter, he forgot Yalla V'yovi, go back to Ritzay. Fine. So the din is a shots also has to go back. Fine. What happens if he finished davening? And then after he finished, no one was listening too attentively to the shots, and so he finished the Shemin Esra, and then someone popped up that, oh, you know, you didn't say Yalla V'yovi. So theoretically, he should now daven over another Shemin Esra. So they since in this Tzibur they're going to daven Musaf, you don't have to daven over Shachris. So this is a din lechatchile by a shatz. Al tzich de tzibure, since he daven Shachris and he will be davening Musaf, so we said you don't have to daven over Shachris. That's by a shatz. By a yochid, we don't have this din. There's no tzich de tzibure there. You daven over again. But if he said Musaf already, so then the Knesset HaGdoyla holds, so then this must, so but the evidence works already, he doesn't have to daven over Shachris. Yotze b'diyevet ma shehizke kdushas hayoyim b'tfilas Musaf. Vein et zorich lachzer lispalo shachas. So this is a medike knesses agdus. It doesn't have to daven over shachas. Chamoy de mekaline bezeh besemen kuf chavov sev gimel beshliach tzibo lechatchile. We're make up by a shliach tzibo da lechatchile. He doesn't have to daven over. So but the Yevet, if he said Musaf already, he also doesn't have to daven. Yeshloke bezal kaponim. Biyachid b'diyevet. That's the Knesset Hagdoyla. Ve'etikoi b'mogin Avrom shom b'sif koton gimel. Fine. The Mogin Avrom brings down this Knesset Hagdoyla. So we have here a psak. I think others say this Shulchan Aruch Harav, Aruch HaShulchan. They also always bring down this Halacha. If he said already, Davin Musaf, you don't have Davin Shachas. Avol b'shiurei brocha b'shem harashbe kosav. The shiurei brocha is the chidor b'zan harashbe. The biyachid loylam choyze. The Rashbe says you're always choyze. Vafilu kvar hispalo musaf. No. He's choylek. He b'zan harashbe. Afilu yedaven musaf already. There's no kulas by a yachid. You have to daven over Shachas. That's the Rashbe. V'chein iskim b'seifa meirik tziyah. And Rabbi Yankee Bender also says like this. So you have here a Rashbe, you have here Rabbi Yankee Bender, that you have to daven over again. Forget about it. You have to daven over again. Ella the kosa, but the merik tziya, he wants to be a frum. He says, so he passes l'chayri, you have to daven over. But the shitas that hold, you don't have to daven over. I mean, where the Magen Avraham, the Knesset that holds, you don't have to daven over again. So the merik tziya says, the mikomokim ishum sofek yasne ishamei katnai. Dimeine chayv mispalo hu b'teiris nedovo. He says, you should make at night. So now, they bring down from Rab Chaim Knievsky once, it's very interesting how Rab Chaim Knievsky learned pshat. You learn this Mishnah Brura. So Mishnah Brura says like this. The Knesset Hagdolah says, you don't have to daven over again. The Magen Avraham says like the, you don't have to daven over again. Avol, the Rashbos, you do have to daven over again. And the Merik Tziya says also you should daven over again. But you should make a tnai. So the Shaila is, what happens Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, they can't daven over, you can't say a tefillas nedove in Shabbos. A tefillas nedove is only bechol. I mean, just like you can bring a korban nedove bechol, you can say a tefillas nedove bechol. In Shabbos, there's no such thing as a tefillas nedove. So memele, so by Shabbos, now you have to know what's the din. You can't. So Abchaim Knievsky learned pshat in this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins you have to daven over again. I say it every time pshat. Avol. The main the Knesset Gdola says you don't have to daven. The Magen Avraham says you don't. Avol. But the Rashbam says you do have to daven over again. So that's it. But forget about them. The Rashbam says you do have to daven over again. And the chain cost of Merik Tziya. So I say it for standing pshat. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens you have to daven over again. But the Merik Tziya says afrunkeit you should daven make a tnai. If you should make a tnai by the third, you should daven over again. You should make a tnai. That if I'm a chuyiv, it should be l'shem chayva. If I'm not a chuyiv, it should be l'shem nedava. That's what you do. But if you can't make a t'nai, so then you daven over again. That's a hilam pshat, and that's a hilam pshat in the Mishnah Berurah.
Either way, you have to daven.
What?
Either way, you have to daven again.
Yeah, you have to daven again. Yeah. Now, God is very interesting. If a person forgot the Alevi Yovai, fine. Okay, now we know it's a daven over again. Fine. Now he davened as Mosef, he took off the tefillin. Fine, Mosef, he don't wear tefillin. Then, so now, but then he reminds himself he didn't daven shachris. So does he have to put on tefillin again for shachris? So the Dimsha brings down the machloikis, this other soldier. You do it. You daven shachris, now to put on tefillin. Shachris should be said with tefillin. Others say you don't have to. So it's chulukideis.
Why do we take off the tefillin?
Because they say Kedushas Keser. So since you're speaking about the Keser of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so even though the Ashkenazim don't say about Afopikein, but there's Kedushas Keser. I mean, the Orach HaShulchan says that no, Kedushas Keser is so big. The Ashkenazim don't say it because what? No, but since we did, since the Svardim say Kedushas Keser, you take it off. You don't wear tefillin. The shaila is by a yochid, so there's no kedush at all. But they also say that a yochid also doesn't wear tefillin by Musaf, I think. Okay, now, but he says, "Ochein im shahoya mispalo gimel rishaynis al dasli spalo musaf." But this is alibi de kulam. He forgot to say yalaviyovi by shachris. Now, but he didn't remind himself yet. Now he started davening musaf. Everyone's davening musaf. He davens musaf. So then he says, "Baruch Hashem mechayim." I didn't say yalaviyovi by shachris. So then Rabbi, don't daven Musaf, daven Shachar, say Atah Kodesh, and those, without tefillin, Makocha. What? Without tefillin, yeah.
Switch over and daven.
Not switch over. He didn't start. He said, after Atah Kodesh, he reminded himself. Then he said, Atah Chayna Lodom Das. Yeah, but not switch over. If he started Musaf, he'll finish Musaf. But if he didn't start Musaf, he just said Shalosh Rishaynes. So then he says that Achein Lodem Das, and he Achein Mshoy Mispal Gimel Rishaynes Al Das Lispal Musaf V'Niska Shleyom Yal Biyovet V'Leshaches Bevada Yesh Lahoyres Shisayim Atvila B'Shel Shaches V'Achakein Yispal Musaf. Then he should daven Musaf. Now let's go further. So here the Mechaber says, let's go back to the Mechaber. So the din is machzir noisoi. So that was the first din. If you didn't say yala v'yovai by shachas, machzir noisoi. V'im nizkar koidim shehischil moidim. He said, Baruch Hashem amazir shchinos alatzin. I forgot to say Yalaviyovay. But he said the Machzir Shchinos Litzion. So what is now? So let us just appreciate the problem. The problem is Yalaviyovay should be said in Avoide. Ritzei till Machzir Shchinos Litzion is Avoide. Moidim is Haidor. It's a different Chelek of Shminasre. And Yalaviyovay doesn't belong in Haidor. It belongs in Avoide. So now there's a svara to say, Kolzman, I didn't start Haidor, I'm still in no man's land, so it's still considered part of Avoide. Still considered part of Avoide. So if you said, Amachzir Shchinos Eletzin in Yechapt, you didn't say Yalaviyovay, I can't even say Yalaviyovay, then you say Moide. That's what the Mechaber says.
Why can't we do this at night?
What? This is only done if there's a chiyuv to say it that you're choizer. Like this is called the hefsek. If there's no chiyuv to be choizer, you can't be choizer.
That's why at night you can't say it.
At night you can't say it, that's right.
That's why, let's say for example, you started moaning, you realized. You have to go back
that's
to
the that's right.
Go back to Yalaviyovay.
That's right. That's right. It's a yeah. Now you're middle of it. You have to go back to Avoide. Yeah. Now we'll see soon. Reminded himself before Moidim. That's what Mechaber says. Im Niska Koidim Sheischem Moidim. Oima B'Mokim Sheniska. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Oima B'Mokim Sheniska. ואחר כך יום המועדים, then he should say מועדים. והיינו אפילו כבר סיים ואומר, כבר אומר וסיים ביחס וסחזנו. He finished avoided, but Kozman, he didn't start Eidor, so he still considered that he's in the middle of avoided, and he can say then Yalda v'yovei. Agavurcha, this thing is brought down by Mashivurcha Moirid HaGeshem. Mashivurcha Moirid HaGeshem is said by Gvuris. By Gvuris, if a person did not say Moirid at all. So it's said by Gvuris, Atagibur. And he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Meisim, and he chapped, he didn't say Mashivurcha, and he didn't say Atah Kodosh. So Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Meisim, Mashivurcha Moirid HaGeshem, Atah Kodosh. So this is a Shitas Rav Yoh. The Shitas Rav Yoh is that Kozman, you didn't start the next Chelik of Tefillah, you're still you still have a Shaychas to the previous what? No, you're not allowed to, because then you're not, because since you're not Chayza Meikar Adin, this is only when there's a Chiyav Chazore, then it's not called the Hefsik. Because that's why the Mishnah Berura says by V'sein Talamota Livrocha, then so he says B'boch Hashem B'vorech Hashonim, he didn't say V'sein Talamota, so he says since he kechap harayim by Shema Keleinu, he shouldn't say V'sein Talamota Livrocha. But there's others say, maybe say there, who knows what's going to be by Shema Keleinu. You say by Shema Keleinu, till Shema Keleinu is, who knows what will happen. So Mamela, it's G'day to say it there. Okay. Aima b'mokim shizemach, kach yema moidim, haina afilu kvar oma v'sim b'ches v'sachzan. V'im, now here it says amoyed g'chidish, v'im lo yisim oid ha-machzer, rak omar boruch ato Hashem, he said boruch ato Hashem, kosavnu la'el b'simin kuf yodal tzivbo b'bir alochem, The Nochin Yoysel Asaim Lamdeini Chukecho. Let's skip these few words, we'll come back to them. V'yayim al Yala V'yavoy. So he should say, now he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he chavta, he didn't say Yala V'yavoy. So he says, Lamdeini Chukecho. And then he goes back and says, Yala V'yavoy. And then he says, V'sech Zeno. Now let us just explain what the Mishnah Berurah says. He taken to what he said in Kuf Yudalad. Now, in Simin Kuf Yudalad, the Mechaba paskins like this by Mashi Baruch. You forgot to say Mashi Baruch. He said Mechaya Mason. You can still chaparain. This is a Shitas Rav Yoh. You can still chaparain and say now Mashi Baruch. That's the law. You can say Mashi Baruch. Fine. Now, but this is a Shitas Rav Yoh. The Bir Halochem, he brings down this a whole settle of Rishonim who are Chaylik and Rav Yoh. It's too late already. This is a Rav Yoh's Hashita. But there's a lot of Rishonim which are Chaylik and the Rav Yoh that holds it's too late, you go back. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. And the Mechaba Paskins like the Rav Yoh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, really, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of Rishonim that hold it doesn't help. But he says, I can't be chaylik with the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, you do say it, so I won't fight with the Mechaba. So Lemaisev, he said, Mashi v'ruach. He says, he should say Mashi v'ruach them, because the Mechaba says this. But, he says over there, but if he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and he could avoid being soymach under Rav Yoh, that means they will say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecho, so he's in the middle of Avoide. He's in the middle of Avoide. So Memele, so then he can go back and say, Yal Bi Avoli Bi Dekula Ome.
What?
So Be'etzem is Azoi. Listen, he's the Lamdeini Chukecho. He really needs it. But there's a Ritva in Tainis that says it. You're right. There's a Ritva in Tainis that says you could say this. Lamdei Nichut Recha. Ramosh in the Chuvis doesn't like this at all. He doesn't like this Lamdei Nichut Recha. He holds it is a Hefzik. But Al Kaponim, there's a Ritva in Tainis in Mishnebur and the Shari Chuvin. They don't like this Ritva. It's Kedai. So you say, Lamdei Nichut Recha, Boruch Hashem, Lamdei Nichut Recha. And he really needs it. You see. What's happening with him? So upon him, so you say this, and then you say Alaviyov, and you say Vesechzana. Now, the reason why you do this is because he didn't want to rely on the Raviyov. That's what he says over there. Here he says something very modern. Here he says Vimloisiy Moed Hamarze Rakom Aboch At Hashem. And there he says the reason is, so he shouldn't have to be samech on the Rabbiyah. These four words I don't understand at all. There's no askoras Hashem levatola. That means if he doesn't do this, he'll say Yalavi. There's no askoras Hashem levatola. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem. So either say a marzer shkinosel letzion, unless he means that to go back without saying lamdei nichu kecha. I mean, that's it. He shouldn't go back without saying lamdei nichu kecha. I mean, he means over here that he shouldn't go back now. And then it'll be askos Hashem lebatola. So he has two options. He could finish the broch and say yalla v'yorei, but then that's the raviyah. So it's better to say lamdei nichu kecha, not to be saying mechan the raviyah.